Jedediah Brown, a Chicago anti-violence activist in the middle of violence.
Jedediah, what were you doing?
Man, that's not going down in Chicago.
Yeah, but people got a right to speak and be heard.
What do you mean? I utilize my freedom of speech.
Yeah, but even the people you disagree with got a right to be heard and to hear.
Well, if you paid attention, Trump's the one who cowered out. We did not stop it. He postponed it before we even got to say a word.
Yeah, but that was rowdy.
So look, here's the
deal. You got to admit that he was right to cancel that.
Oh, not at all. Trump has had environments where he has instructed people to leave out of rally, said he wished he could smack individuals, said he would pay for the legal fees of anybody who attacked it. This is clearly the environment he wanted to create. He can handle it, right?
That might be so, but didn't you create the equal and opposite action?
Not at all. And again, so here's the scoop and here's how it goes. I went to that rally trying to figure out, could America withstand or stomach a hateful campaign? A Donald Trump being able to run a successful campaign in America in 2016 should be alarming to everybody. So I wanted to see, is this real or is this just what the media portrays? And man, before I even got in the building, I was met with racism, ignorance, bigotry, and a lot of hate standing in line trying to even get in the door. And when I got inside, it was no different. I'm not looking for confrontation. I'm definitely looking forward to conversation, which
is why. What were you doing up on the stage? I mean, I acted less crazy than that in a bar and got beat down.
I was not angry. I was passionate. It's what America's all about. I was able to go on stage and put out a message of hope and of peace, but I was in a hostile environment, so don't misunderstand my faith.
Wait, let's cut away to the tape for a second. Peace? That didn't look like peace.
You said it didn't look like peace, but you can't judge a book by its cover. If you read my lips, I clearly am saying America is already great without hate. I was in a hostile environment, so my body language was aware of it.
Is there a way Trump welcomed people into his tent, black people, people of color, and create a sort of an America for us?
I was there because I wanted to see. First of all, I'm of the persuasion that it's not about Republican, Democrat. It's about American values. And I was there to see if Donald Trump would say anything that'll speak to me, that will make me not want to shut him down in Chicago. Donald Trump, if he could have stood up as a leader the very next day and talked about us needing to have this kind of conversation, about us not wanting to be a riotous or a contentious environment in his rallies. But what did he do? He chose to call people names, thugs, and label us and give further instructions about what to do with opposers of his campaign. But he feels his First Amendment rights are being infringed upon. I challenge Donald Trump that if you really want to be the president that unites now, I'm on stage shutting down your rally. If you really want us to be united, I'm ready to have a conversation with you. Because I need to know, are you the hateful, bigoted individual, the ignorant individual I'm seeing? And you need to know, am I the hateful individual you are trying to make, or the thug you're trying to make me out? Because this is about America at the end of the day, and I want us all to be able to thrive together.